上个星期讲的是丈夫应该怎么样去爱妻子。
The first part talk about how husband should love his wife.
很多姐妹跟我说，她们觉得这个信息很好啊。
Many sisters told me that message was so good.
那今天呢，我们就要讲另外一部分。
And today we're going to talk about the other part.
那么妻子怎么样去顺服丈夫哈
？How the wife should submit themselves to the husband.
那我就不知道姐妹们怎么样反应了哈。
I don't have no idea how the sister going to react today.
那么其实婚姻问题啊，是我们这个社会一个非常大的问题了。
So actually, marriage issue is a very big issue in the society.
那么一般来说呢，这个离婚率呢都是在50%左右。
In general, there's about 50% people end of divorce.
这是怎么计算的呢
？How do they calculate？
他是说这一年的这段时间呢，有多少对夫妻结婚，有多少对夫妻离婚
？So how they calculate is by how many people get married this year and how many people divorce this year.
所以50%呢，就是如果今年的话，有100对的夫妻结婚的话。
So, for example, if this year has 100 people get married,
那有50对是离婚的
，and 50% will end of a divorce.
所以这样算下来的话，实际上啊，有人说大概是90%的人你都会受到这种影响，就说你周围的人。
So consequently, 90% of people will be affected by this divorce rate.
包括你的父母啦
，including your parents.
你的子女啦
，your children.
或是你的亲戚朋友了
and your friends and family,
弟兄姐妹了
and sisters and brothers.
所以都会你周围肯定会有这样的人
and so there I'm sure around you there's a lot of people like that
这个比例是高达90%
and it's actually up to 90%
所以呢婚姻呢是我们现代社会一个面临的一个最大的问题
so divorce has become a serious a very serious social issue
因为它影响到这个社会的稳定、啊、
because he affects the stability of the society
因为家庭是社会一个最基本的单元
and family is a basic unit of the society
所以家庭的稳定就是社会的稳定
so if you have a stable family you're going to have a stable society
所以我们现在社会中的很多问题就是因为家庭的破裂所带来的
so there's a lot of societal issues because by the broken families
那么基督徒怎么样
How about Christians?
那基督徒的婚姻状况会不会比非基督徒要好一些
？Do you think the Christians' marriage conditions better than non-Christians?
这个统计数字啊是这样表明的哈。
And the statistic actually shows.
统计数字表明说，基督徒的离婚率和非基督徒的离婚率几乎是一样的。
So the Christians' divorce rate almost is exactly same as non-Christians.
几乎没有什么差别。
There's almost no difference.
这就是说。教会在教导和帮助基督徒在婚姻上怎么样去建造上面还是有很大的要提升的空间啊。
And so there's a lot of room for improvement for church to teach the about marriage.
也是很多人对圣经的教导还是有很多的误解，或者没有办法应用到他的生活当中去。
A lot of people still have a misunderstanding how the Bible teaches and not able to apply in our lives.
所以有一次小组查经的时候，他们就查到这段经文。
And so there one time there was a Bible study. They studied this passage.
那这段经文就讲到丈夫应该爱妻子。
And talk about the husband should love their wives.
那么妻子应该顺服丈夫。
And the wife should submit themselves to their husband.
这段经文叫丈夫要做头啊。
And talk about the husband should be the lead or the head of the house.
所以这个弟兄们一个个都激动得不得已哈。
And all the brothers are very excited about this passage.
你看，圣经讲了我们要做头。
And the Bible teaches us that that we need to be the head.
这几个姐妹就不服气的了哈。
And so the sisters kind of didn't like it.
好像有一个姐妹就发言了。
So one sister said this.
没有关系啊，我的丈夫可以让他做头的。
I let my husband to be the head of a home.
不过他做头，我做脖子。
But he's the head, I'm the neck.
我让他怎么转，他怎么转。
I will tell him where when he turn his head.
这个姐妹这个底气比较足哈，比较这个的什么硬气一点哈。
So she has very strong opinion about this.
那么另外一个姐妹就比较温和一些
So the other sister was a little softened.
她说那没有关系啊，丈夫做头也挺好的吧。
Yeah, it's good to for the husband to be the head.
我们家的事情呢，都归我们先生管。
So all the things that my husband will take care of it.
不过我们家有分工。
So we have a division.
我们家大事归我先生管。
So the major issue my husband will take care of.
小事归我管。
The little thing I will take care of.
我们家从来就没有大事。
But we don't have major issues that in our home.
所以讲了半天，大家还是不觉得要丈夫来做头哈。
So regardless of that, people still don't feel the husband should be the head of the household.
所以说呀，你如果读了圣经的话，你发现圣经讲丈夫要做头。
So therefore, when you study the Bible, when the Bible says the husband should be the head,
一个要做头，
and one want to be the head,
那一个呢就不要顺服的话，
and the other one does not want to submit.
你想这家里面的问题，不出事情才怪的。
So of course there will be a problem in the household.
怎么样去理解妻子要顺服丈夫？
How do we can understand the wife should submit themselves to their husband?
当我们不理解的时候，我们没有办法应用。
If we do not understand, we will not be able to apply.
没有办法活在我们的生命
中。We cannot live this teaching.
所以今天我们就回到圣经的这段经文，我们来看看这段经文到底是圣经的教导是怎样。
So let's look the passage. What does the Bible teach us?
Yeah. 我们有圣经的话，请你打开以弗所书第五章。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章22节到33节，我们还是把这十一节的经文都读一遍。
So let's read this passage again from 22 to 33.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。以弗所书第五章22到33节。
So Ephesians chapter 5:22-33.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Wife, submit to your husband as to the Lord.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior.
教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样顺服丈夫。
Now as the church submit to Christ, so as the wife should submit to their husband in everything.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
Husband, love your wives.
正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with the waters through the word.
可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病。乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
And to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
In this same way, husbands ought to love their wife as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督带教会一样。
After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church.
因我们是他身上的肢体。
For we are members of his body.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合。
And for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
二人成为一体。
And the two will become one flesh.
这是极大的奥秘。
And this is a profound mystery.
但是我是指着基督和教会说的。
But I am talking about Christ and the church.
然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
However, each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
好，让我们大家一起来读最后一节33节。你可以用英文读，用中文读都可以，我们一起来读。
So let's read verse 33 all together in Chinese or English.
Yeah. 然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。所以最后一节经文等于是把这一段的经文做了一个总结。
So the last verse actually summarizes this whole passage.
所以呢，我们看到说妻子怎么样去顺服丈夫的时候，哈。
And so we talk about how the wife should submit to their husband.
首先我们要理解说顺服的这个含义是什么。
So first of all, we need to talk about what does that mean to submit.
所以我们今天呢，还是按照上次的讲的顺序，我们首先来看一看这个顺服的含义是什么。
So let's talk about the meaning of submission.
然后我们来看看为什么妻子要顺服丈夫。
And then we talk about why we need to submit to our husband.
然后最后我们来看看妻子怎样的来顺服丈夫。
And how does the wife submit to her husband?
所以我们讲到妻子顺服的时候，我们常常脑子里的概念就是这个。
And so when we talk about submission, we very often have this picture.
我们讲到顺服就是这个丈夫说，我就是这个头，我告诉你做什么你就做什么。
Very often when we think about submission is the husband will say, I am the head, I'm going to tell you what to do.
所以大概我们脑子里的印象是这样的啊。
So that's the impression we have.
所以顺服表明什么？表明一方有权利而你没有。
And talk about one side has authority, the other one doesn't.
那一方呢有优势，你是在劣势方面。
One has a superior status, the other one is inferior.
而且最可怕的是，我们一想到顺服，就是说，顺服表明什么？表明你缺乏能力。
And the worst part is that what's the submission means that you have no ability.
而且呢，你这个意志比较薄弱。
You have very weak will.
那结果的话，你就是肯定是受压迫的一方。
So and consequently, you will be oppressed.
难免。你顺服别人呢，别人就会欺压你。
And so if you submit yourself to someone, so that person is going to oppress you.
因为在我们世界上的这个人际关系当中都是一样哈。
And so this is this can apply to the relationship.
所以我们人都是在人际关系中试图去追求那个霸权的那个影响力。
And so we all like to have this ability to control everything.
谁愿意让我们自己受人家摆布呢？
So, no one like to be manipulated or controlled by others.
所以我们在任何的关系当中，我们是希望我们可以得到尊重哈。
And so in every relationship, we like to be respected.
自然没有人乐意接受这样一个屈辱的一个低下的地位。
And nobody like to be in a very disadvantage.
所以呢，我们一提到顺服，脑子里的这个印象，当然我们都不会。
So nobody would like to be when we think about the submission.
那么圣经里讲到妻子顺服丈夫是这个含义吗？
But is what the Bible teaches?
不是的。
No.
圣经里讲的完全不是我们想象的这个意思。
It's totally not what we think.
圣经里讲的顺服是一种自愿的顺服。
And it's talk about is a volunteer willing to submit.
就像谁呢？就像基督顺服父神一样。
And like a Christ to submit himself to the Father.
我们基督和父神乃是怎么样同等的神。
And they are actually equal.
没有说能力上有谁多谁少的。
And the ability wise is the same.
但是为了救恩的缘故，基督乐意怎么样完全的顺服的父神。
But because for the salvation, so Christ willing to submit.
所以这里又讲到说教会怎么样去顺服基督也是一个例子。
And same the example is how church willing to submit to Christ.
所以教会顺服的话呢，也是一种自愿的。
And so the church is doing it voluntarily.
而且那种顺服是一种敬重。
And because of respect.
是出于对基督的爱。
And it's because of the love for Christ.
而这种顺服啊，是没有条件。
And it's is unconditional submission.
所以我们常常讲的顺服的事是有条件的，但是这里讲的顺服是没有条件。
And very often we talk about submission is the conditional, but here talk about unconditional.
所以这是一种真正的顺服。
And this is a true submission.
所以真正的顺服是自愿的。
And the true submission is voluntary.
是出于爱的基础。
And it's because of the love.
所以呢当妻子去以这样的态度去顺服丈夫，是为了家庭的益处。
And very often the wife is willing to do that because it's for the family's sake.
可千万不要以为你做了顺服就是顺服了。
And don't think your hourly submit is true submit.
啊，以前有一个太太哈。
There's a wife.
她见到谁，她就会抱怨她的先生。
And very often complain about her husband.
她的先生呢？对钱管得非常严格。
And her husband loved to control the money.
哎，他每一次去买菜啊，花多少钱呢、啊？他都要管得很清楚哈。
And so every time when she spend money, the husband has to know.
都不希望他把钱花得太多。
And hope that she's not overspending the money.
所以呢，她也是按照她丈夫的要求去做了。
So she's doing it by his request.
但是她这样做是不是圣经里面想？所讲的顺服呢
But is that what she does? Is that the same thing as what the Bible teaches?
不是的
No
没有顺服。
It's not really true submission.
圣经里讲的顺服不是这样的顺服。
And this is not the submission that Bible talk about.
所以我们首先要了解到，圣经讲的顺服跟我们平常的概念完全的不一样。
And so when we the Bible teaches submission is very different than what we think.
所以那是一种在夫妻的爱的互动当中的基础上有一种的顺服。
And is submission is based on the interaction of the love.
其实啊，第三十三节，刚才我们读这段经文，已经给了顺服一个更好的定义。
And so the verse 33 gave a really great definition of what's a submission.
是说，他说，丈夫应当爱妻子，妻子也当怎么样，敬重他的丈夫。
Here talk about the husband love his wife, and also the wife must respect her husband.
所以这两个字是可以互换的。
And so submission and respect can be interchangeable.
所以当保罗最后在这段经文中来重复点出这一段经文的主题的时候，他用的是敬重。
And so the Paul actually used the respect in the end.
所以所谓的顺服就是你要尊敬你的丈夫。
And so the true submission is talk about respect your husband.
所以这种尊敬呢，不单是在他面前要尊敬他。
And it's not your respect in front of him.
那么而且你在他不在的时候怎么样也要尊敬他。
And also that respect him behind his back.
那么你在公开的场合尤其要尊重他。
And also in the open environment you got to respect him.
也因为很多的妻子不太注意这个，在公开的场合如果你当着他的面不尊重他的话，那个是让丈夫非常不能接受的。
And it's very hard for the husband to accept if you humiliate him in the public.
所以所谓的顺服首先你要有尊重的心哈。
So the first, the submission is based on respect.
那为什么你要尊重他呢？
Why do you need to respect him?
这是我们讲的第二个。
And so that's the second part.
为什么妻子要顺服？
Why does the wife have to submit?
所以圣经里给了我们两个原因哈。
And give us two reasons.
第一个原因是什么呢？这是上帝的命令。
And first, this is God's command.
我们上次也讲过，丈夫爱妻子也是上帝的命令。
And so the husband love the wife is also the God's command.
上帝的命令就是为了我们的益处。
And because it's a command, it's good for us.
所以呢，我们呢，就是要按照上帝的命令去做，怎么样，就会得到神的祝福。
So if we follow his command, we'll benefit from it.
那为什么给出这样的命令呢？
Why does God want to give this command?
因为上帝来委派丈夫做这个家里面的什么头，来带领这个家。
So God gave the authority to the husband to lead the family.
我们讲到头的时候，我们又有另外一个不同的想法。
And when we think about the head, we have a different thinking as well.
我们想到头的话，这个做头的肯定是个专横跋扈，对不对？
And the head probably is very, very dominating.
那我说什么就是什么。
Whatever I say, you cannot say no.
那说一不二。
And you cannot, when I say one, you cannot say two.
这个是不是圣经上所讲的做头啊？
So is this what the Bible teaches?
哦，也不是一样的。
No, it's different.
为什么呢？因为圣经里讲了过基督怎么样做教会的头。
And so the Bible teaches how Christ be the head of the church.
基督怎么样做教会的头？基督为教会舍己。
And Christ sacrificed for the church.
所以如果一个丈夫为了家庭乐意牺牲付出的话，
If a husband is willing to sacrifice for himself, for the family,
我想这个妻子要不顺服大概也比较困难哈。
So that's very hard for the wife not to submit.
所以我们看到这段经文常常应用在错的地方呢，主要是在一个很重要的方面。
And so there's a very one area is very that we use incorrectly.
因为我们看到这个丈夫做头的时候，妻子要顺服啊。
And we see the husband need to be the head and the wife need to submit.
这个是给外父这个太太哈来看，做妻子来看。
And so this is for the wife to look at it.
那对丈夫来说，你应该看到这段经文，看到丈夫怎么样去爱妻子。
But then for the husband, you gotta look how you need to love the wife.
这是正确应用圣经经文的办法。
And that's a correct way to teach Bible.
但是我们常常是相反的哈。
But very oppositely that we use incorrectly.
那丈夫不看他是应该怎么爱妻子。
And the wife, husband, rarely look at how they need to love their wives.
那个丈夫看他说 这个妻子应该怎么样顺服我。
And so the husband very often said how my wife should submit to me.
那个妻子呢，她不看看这个她应该去怎么样去来顺服，她是看到丈夫应该怎么样去爱我。
But the wife, it doesn't look like how she needs to submit to the husband and also expect the husband needs to love her.
所以这样读圣经就是错误的方法。
So that's not the right way to read the Bible.
所以做丈夫的你就看我应该怎么样去爱妻子。
And so the husband needs to look at how you need to love your wives.
那么做妻子应该怎么样呢？
The wives.
去看我怎么样去顺服丈夫。
How we can to submit ourselves to our husband.
很有人讲当时社里说啊，丈夫做头，你不知道我那个丈夫他可怎么做头啊。
And so sometimes people complain, especially the wife, say how can he be your head?
不是说一结婚他成为丈夫之后他就知道怎么去做头。
It's not because once you get married he knows how to be the head.
因为每个人成长的背景不一样。
Because we have a different background growing up.
那有的人结婚之后的话呢，他就会因为他这个家庭的背景，他可能比较会在家里面承担责任哈。
And so some of the people's background, maybe they're growing up differently, so they have a different background growing up.
Yeah, family background, right. 那么他现在突然间你让他做头的时候，有的时候他真的不会。
And very often now he became a head of the household, he doesn't know how to do it.
所以怎么样这个妻子去顺服这样的人，说你呀。你就要培养你的先生做头啊。
And you need to
cultivate, 对不对？
For the wife, you need to cultivate to help your husband to become.
很多的太太一看我这先生不行，干脆来了我做头吧。
And so very often the wife say, oh, he's not capable. Let me take it over.
所以你过得辛苦啊。
And so that your life is miserable.
所以你要让他去学习怎么样去做头啊。
You need to help your husband to become the head of the home.
所以呢，很多的时候当我们去不能够去去顺服的时候哈。
And very often we don't know how to submit.
或者说没有学会怎么样去你的丈夫去做决定承担责任的时候。
And have the husband have not learned how to take the responsibilities.
那么时间久了他也慢慢就习惯了，他也不承担责任。
After a while then people get used to it.
啊，我遇到一个以前一个太太，我同事的很霸道的哈。
And I have a coworker who is very dominating.
啊，他这个在家里的说一不二的。
And in our home she's in control.
这他们家有个小孩虽然只有两岁。
And they have one child who's only 2 years old.
哎，你不要觉得这孩子很小。
I don't think that child was very smart.
很聪明的。
And he or she was very smart.
他不用很多久，他就发现，只要他这个妈妈，这个他爸爸说什么，他没事的，没有关系哈。
So for the child that he learned that doesn't matter what dad says.
哎，他妈妈说话才算数。
And whatever his mom said, it will count.
所以只要他妈妈不说话，他就随便可以做。
And so if his mom did not disagree, then he can do whatever he want.
不过到了有个时候，他妈妈管不住这孩子的时候。
So later that the mother cannot control the child.
然后他就跟他丈夫说：“你看看你呀，你怎么不管这孩子呢？啊
？”And she will complain to the husband, "How come you're not taking control?"
你从来就没有让他管过吗
？Because you never let him to control.
所以他就习惯了不要做头了。
And so the husband become very useful not to be the head.
所以他是家里面应该带领这个家庭的。
The husband should be the lead and the head of the household.
所以说妻子的千万不要毫不客气把这个责任要交给他。
And so the wife need to give that responsibility to your husband.
那么有什么事情跟他商量，让他做决定，让他承担责任。
And always discuss with him and let him take that responsibility.
Yeah, 这就是你尊重神给他在家庭里面的责任。
Because that shows that you respect God's command.
可是有的时候我们担心啊。
Sometimes we worry.
我们想让他做决定，让他担责任。哎呦，那不要砸锅、啊。
And so we worry about if we let him control that, oh, everything will be ruined.
我要得到的东西得不到怎么办
？If I want something that I'm not going to get it.
哎，以前有一个太太啊，她生了两个小孩之后哈。
And there's a wife after she had 2 children.
他就想去读博士学位。
So she want to go to study PhD.
哎，读个博士学位其实倒不是个坏事情。
To get a PhD is a good thing.
但是他两个孩子很小哈。
But the 2 children were very small.
所以呢，他的先生说不同意。
And so the husband say no.
那他就 最后是跟先生吵，最后是坚决是要去读书的。
And so they had a lot of fighting, and then she insisted to go study.
所以很多的时候，在这种对方不同意，甚至是极力反对的情况下，你可以得到你所要的东西。
And sometimes that you can get what you wanted if you have a major fight.
但是夫妻之间的感情和伤害所带来的影响跟后果却是长期的。
But there was a lot of damage.
所以呢，我们特别的提醒我们当中的姐妹，跟先生互动的时候要特别的知道说，我怎么样去表达我的意愿。
And so very importantly, that is the how we, when we interact with our husband, we express what we want.
所以我们应该尊重他的意见。
We need to respect his opinions.
让他知道我们尊重他。
And because we need to respect him.
不但让他知道，也让其他人知道说，你很尊敬你的丈夫。
And besides that you respect him, you need to let others to know that you respect him.
你不是怕他。
Not because you're afraid of him.
你是尊敬他。
But because you respect him.
这个里面是有很大的一个差别的。
There's a huge difference here.
Yeah. 那么最后第三点我们再来看哈。
Last one.
那么妻子应该怎么样去顺服。
How does a wife submit to her husband?
所以我们知道了顺服的含义。
And so we understand the meaning of it.
那么我们也知道了这个为什么要顺服的理由。
And then we know the reason behind it.
那我们应该怎么样去顺服呢？
How do we do it?
所以这里有讲到两点哈。
And so there are two points here.
第一个就是说妻子顺服的话应该怎么样，好像顺服主。
And the reason behind it is because it's a part of our submission to God.
那这个意思是不是说我们妻子顺服丈夫就好像我们要顺服上帝那样子呢？
And so does that mean that when we submit to our husband just like how we submit to the God?
那显然不应该是这样。
No, it's not necessary.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们只可以怎么样敬拜一个神的。
And we know we only worship one God.
那么其他的人，我们没有可能像对待上帝那样去对待他。
So other people cannot be the same as how we submit to God.
那怎么去理解这句话的意思？好像顺服主呢？
It's like a part of submit to God.
实际上这里面啊，丈夫跟妻子这里面的单词这句话用的都是复数哈。
And so here the husbands and wife use the plural.
那么这里面主呢用的是单数。
But the Lord is a singular.
所以第二十二节这里讲到妻子、丈夫还有主的话，这个关系就是说，我做妻子的你顺服丈夫应该是你顺服上帝的一部分。
And so verse 22 say, wife submit to your husband as to the Lord. This is the part of that you learn when you submit to the Lord that you need to submit to your husband.
显然不是说你应该像奴隶对待主人一样。
It's not like you're a slave to obey your master.
或者说我们像是我们像敬畏神一样去对待你的先生。
Or it's like a worship God to worship your husband.
Yeah. 所以呢，这是我们顺服上帝的一部分。
And this is just part of our submission to God.
所以呢，有的时候我们当不理解的时候，我们就会说的，我根本没办法做得到，我们就没有办法顺从神的命令。
So sometimes because we lack our understanding, so we are not able to fulfill it.
那么我们去顺服的时候，我们知道这是我们遵守神的诫命的一部分。
And when we choose learn to submit, is it because we're follow God's command.
而且呢，这个就好像教会顺服基督一样。
Is how the church submit to the Christ.
所以教会顺服基督是自愿的。
And when church submit to Christ is a volunteer.
那么是发自于内心的。
It's coming from our hearts.
所以妻子顺服丈夫也是一样的道理。
And same thing when we submit to the husband is the same way.
所以夫妻之间的互动啊，就是一个完全不一样，是基于爱的基础。
And so the interaction between the husband and wife is based on the love.
可能有的时候我们会担心哈。
And sometimes we worry.
如果我都依着他的意思的话，我自己会不会吃亏啊？
And so if I follow him, I let him to make a control, that do I, am I in a disadvantage?
我们想到说啊，每个人都会了，如果我听他的，那每天他都是想着他的益处，我就会吃亏的了。
And so, yeah, of course, I'll be disadvantaged if I listen to him all the time.
要知道，你不是把你的生命主权放在你的丈夫手里。
No, because you're not giving your life to your husband.
而是你把你的生命的主权放在主的手上。
And so, I will give our life to God.
所以呢， 当夫妻之间有这样的互动的话，
So when we have this interaction between couple,
所以你应该充满很多的信心的。
So you feel, there is a lot of faith inside.
所以这里强调说，我们凡事都要在顺服。
So everything we need to learn to submit.
所以第二十四节讲，教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样怎么样，凡事顺服丈夫。
So verse 24 talk about now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husband in everything.
怎么样理解这个凡事？
So how do you understand the comprehend everything?
凡事是指的所有的事情。
Everything means everything.
所以不是指的说我只是这一件事情、两件事情尊重他。
So it's not only doing one or twice.
而是说整个你的生活形态是这样的。
And so your lifestyle.Is like that.
那是不是所有的事情你都要听从他的？
Is that everything we have to listen to him?
No, 也不一定哦。
Not necessarily.
包括有些事情你就不需要听他的了。
And some things you don't have to listen to him all the time.
比如说违背法律的事情，那当然你不要听他了。
Or disobey law, you're not going to listen to him, right?
这个你自然要有这个分辨的能力。
And so we have a discerning.
另外一个违背。道德的事情你也不需要听从他的
or disobey, or become, morality issues.
那么有些事情违背神的诫命
and the disobey God's command
yeah 那么在中国的话有一个以前有一个信徒他信了主之后他回到家里，她丈夫就非常的反对哈。
And so there's one Christian. She became, well, she accepted Christ. Then when she came home, the husband really opposed her faith.
所以她呢，每次去教会回去之后呢，啊，她的丈夫就会闹得很厉害哈。
And so the husband became very upset every time when she went to church.
厉害到什么程度呢
？To the point.
拿着个菜刀可以追着她在院子里要砍她哈。
Was like chasing her. With a chopping knife.
那这不是说，这个做妻子要不要顺服他
？And is this the time the wife needs to submit to?
顺服的丈夫说不要去教会。
And submit to the husband say no, I'm not going to church.
没有。
No.
她要顺服神的命令，而不能顺服她的丈夫。
She needs to submit, to the God and not submit to the husband.
所以她坚持要去。
So she insists to go to church.
就是你今天把我砍死，我都要去。
Even if you're going to kill me, I'm going to go.
因为这是。不许他敬拜神是违背神的诫命。
Because that's a disobey God's command.
最后怎么样呢
？Do you know what happened?
那先生一看，实在也拿他没办法，
so、wife,
算有你吧。
So the husband actually kind of give up, just kind of let her go.
所以我们知道我们在什么事情上怎么样去做分辨。
So we need to have a discernment.
那么除了这个之外的话呢，
that,
我们也知道说怎么样跟丈夫去沟通去互动。
And we need to learn how to have the interaction and the communication with the husband.
所以我们现在讲到顺服，大家理解了这个概念的时候，可能还不完全清楚哈。
And so even though we're getting a glimpse of what that means, the submission.
我给大家举一个例子，是真实的故事。
And so let me give another example, it's a true story.
以前有一对夫妻在教会里，他们都是很好的基督徒。
And there's one couple, they're very good Christians in the church.
在教会里有很好的服事。
And they have very good service.
但是呢，这两个人的个性不太一样。
But they have very two different personalities.
比如说，如果去度假的话
，When they're on vacation，
那么这个先生就喜欢待在家里。
And the husband likes to stay home.
那这个太太就喜欢出去玩。
And the wife likes to go out.
所以有一次啊，他们在教会里头来举办这个活动哈。
And so one time there's an activity at church.
那这个先生坐在一排，这个太太坐在另外一排。
So the husband was sitting on one side, the wife was sitting on the other side.
然后这个主持人就做一个游戏说，看看如果你们去这个有假期，你们打算怎么去度过你们的假期呢
？So then the MC was doing a game, and so they asked the audience that if there's a vacation, what do you plan?
所以呢，这个丈夫跟妻子个人拿一个牌子要。举出来看看一样不一样哈。
And so the wife and the husband actually need to raise their answers.
所以呢，这个丈夫一举在家待着哈。
And the husband raises a sign, say, "I like to stay home."
Yeah, 这个妻子一举呢也是什么在家。
And the wife actually said, "Stay home."
那么表面上一看，这妻子有没有顺服啊？她是有顺服、啊。
On the surface, that is she submitting to the husband.
但是我们都知道，她是不喜欢在家的。
But we all know that she doesn't like to stay home.
所以呢，这一种的顺服啊，实际上不能够帮助你们的夫妻关系跟很好的互动。
And this kind of submission is not going to help communicate.
而且呢，也不会太持久。
And it will not last very long.
为什么？
Why?
这个不是真正的顺服。
But that is a true submission.
不是圣经里面所讲的什么？顺服
is not what the Bible teaches submission.
顺服讲的是自愿的，是出于爱的。
It's voluntarily and it's coming from the love.
Yeah. 那如果两个人这样不一样，怎么样你妻子可以体现顺服呢？
And so if we are so different, how the wife can submit to the husband?
那我可以给大家打一个比方了哈。
And so I can give a good example.
比如说吧，这个今天你们夫妻两个要商量怎么去度假哈。
So if, for example, you want to talk about how you want to go on vacation.
那个丈夫就说：“那怎么去度假？我们在家。”
And so the husband said, "I want to stay home."
那妻子怎么讲呢？
And the wife said,
妻子想我们要去夏威夷。
I want to go to Hawaii.
这怎么解决？
So how are you going to resolve the
problem? 怎么样去理解妻子去顺服？你去跟丈夫沟通嘛。
Now how to submit them is about the communication.
那两个人沟通，丈夫在家。
And if the husband insists, "Yeah, stay home."
那好吧。那我妻子就可以，我们就可以在家了这一次。
And so the wife said, "Okay, let's stay home this time."
Yeah, 你就要心欢欢喜喜的怎么样，在家里过度假。
So you need to be very joyfully have a vacation at home.
哎，在家里面度假有很多好处，很多可以享受的地方。
There's a lot of good benefits to stay home.
Yeah, 所以呢，这样就是一个很好的顺服。
So that's a very good submission.
那下一次又有度假的机会了。
So next time vacation again.
你继续跟你太太讲啊。
So you can communicate with your husband.
你又不需要隐瞒他吗？你说我还想去夏威夷。
So you don't have to hide from your husband if you still want to go to Hawaii.
先生想一想，我们还是在家。
And the husband said, "No, we need to be home."
那好啊，在家就在家吧，不是省钱吗？也挺好的。
Okay, so let's just stay home. We save money.
你呢，就是欢欢喜喜的在家。
So you stay home joyfully.
哎，在家里有在家的好处嘛。
And there's always an advantage to stay home.
不过呢，这不还有第三次机会吗
？So the third time.
第三次又开始度假的时候了，
so,
你就跟你先生讲了。
The third time come around.
你说我还想去夏威夷。
And you tell your husband I still want to go to Hawaii.
哇，这先生就讲了。
So、
你看
the husband said,
这个已经跟他说过两次都在家了。
So the last two time that we both stay home.
我怎么也应该陪他出去走一次了。
So、this time I need
对不对
to Hawaii with her.、
哎、说不定他就心里想 ，OK， 那好，我们就去一趟夏威夷。
So maybe this time he said, "Let's go to Hawaii."
所以你就充分享受你到外面度假的情况。
So you can fully enjoy the vacation in Hawaii.
所以呢，彼此都有好处。
So the benefit both.
因为什么呢？如果这先生常常都在家不出去的话，这也不太好哈。
So for the husband, if he stay home, it's not good for him.
偶尔出去一趟也是蛮好的，对夫妻的关系啊，个人的。身体啊，情绪、精力各方面都很好。
So we'll benefit both of you when they go out vacation outside.
但是如果每一次这个度假你都是去一个非常贵的地方，这个经济上也受不了，是不是
？And but if you go to a vacation very expensive places, it's not good for your financial.
所以，这夫妻之间，上帝把你们两个放在一起，是个很好的平衡嘛，对不对
？And so it's a very good balance. God put you two together.
所以呢，这就是个例子，说我们怎么样去顺服丈夫。
And also a good example how we can submit to our husband.
所以上次的话，我给丈夫有了三个建议哈。
And last time I give the husband three suggestions.
我相信我们当中做丈夫的肯定都努力去做了哈。
I'm sure all the husbands are doing it right now.
不过也还没有做还没有关系，只有一个星期，后面还有时间去做。
So it's okay. We only have one week, but then you have the rest of your life to do it.
我举的那三个建议，大家还知道吗
？Do you still remember those three things?
第一个是什么？
What's the first one?
要约会，对不对？
To have a date.
要找时间跟你的太太去约会。
To have a date with your wife.
不论你结婚多久了，这个都是需要的。
And it doesn't matter how long you've been married, it's necessary.
第二个是什么？
What's the next one?
第二个要培养一个共同的爱好。
To have a similar hobby.
这个做先生一定要记住，你没有这个爱好，你发现这一辈子光剩下跟你太太了哈。你要有爱好，你才跟你太太。这结合的这个 bonding 才是非常强。
So you will have a bonding if you have a similar hobby together.
那第三个是什么
？What's the last one?
要跟太太一起祷告。
And
这个是非常重要的。
That's very important.
哎，那我跟这个妻子的话也有三个建议。妻子的第一个建议是什么
？I have a three suggestion for the wife.
应当去尊重你的丈夫，但是你要善于怎么样？ 善于沟通。
And need to learn how to communicate and let him know your feelings.
Yeah. 所以呢，这个就是我刚才举的那个例子，就是这样。你要知道怎么样跟他去沟通。
And learn how to communicate with your husband.
你要让他知道说你尊重他的意见。
And then let him know you respect his opinions.
你要学习怎么样会欣赏你的丈夫。
And also learn to appreciate your husband.
你的丈夫呢，可能有很多的缺点。
And so the husband may have a lot of weakness.
但是肯定有很多的优点。
I'm sure they also have a lot of strength.
不然你不会嫁给他的嘛。
Otherwise, you will not marry him.
所以你要学会怎么样去欣赏他的优点。
You need to learn to appreciate him and enjoy him.
然后第三点就是你要操练信心哈。
And then the last one is exercise faith.
你的信心，刚你说，我不是把我的生命交在他的手里，我是把我的生命怎么样交在主的手里。
It's not.The faith is based on not you are submit your life to your husband, is you submit your life to the Lord.
所以我们这次两个的信息都是讲到夫妻之间的关系哈。
So last two messages we talk about the relationship between wife and husband.
我想你们当中人肯定很感兴趣，陈牧师你在家里怎么样？
So a lot of people are very curious, how's your family life?
我跟 Becky 也不是所有的问题我们都有一致的看法哈。
And very often we have a lot of disagreements.
我们刚去读神学院的时候呢，我们住在达拉斯那个地方哈。
So when I went to the seminary school, we live in Dallas.
关于到了暑假，我们就想带孩子回国去探亲哈。
And very often we want to during the summertime, we want to take the kids back to China.
那个时候啊，因为 Amanda 我们的小女儿是2002年出生哈。
My younger daughter was born in 2002.
然后2003年我们准备回国的时候，正好赶上国内有 SARS 那个时候流行哈。
And so 2003 there were SARS in China.
所以我们就把那行程又取消了，没有去成。
So we canceled the trip.
那后来我们就去读神学呢，一直经济都非常的拮据。
And then when I started in seminary school, our financial was very tight.
那么我的父母呢，当时候年纪都80多岁了。
And my parents were in the 80s.
我们就说希望说让父母看看我的小女儿。
They were hoping my parents can see my younger daughter.
他们也非常想见我的女儿。
And they really want to see my daughter.
但是那个时候正好是机票啊，因为油价开始上升上飘的时候啊。
And because of then the gas was very expensive, so airfare was very expensive.
那个时候我们就说，哎呀，这个太贵了，没有办法，这个没有办法回去哈。
So it was so expensive, we couldn't go back.
那正好呢，有一个机会啊，我们这个香港有一个教会呢。正打算说跟我们一起合作，我们去内地做一些个宣教的工作。
And so Hong Kong the church want us to do a mission work in China.
那我跟师母一起商量说，我说，他当然说是希望应该去，我也知道说应该去。
And so the Becky feels that we need to go, and I feel the same way.
但是我看了看我们的经验，我说没有办法，我们去不了。
And when I look at our budget, we cannot go.
所以 Becky 也没有说什么，他。也就依了我的建议哈。
So Becky didn't anything, so just kind of let it go.
但是我们他在一起祷告这个事情哈。
And but then we start praying together.
所以过了不久一段时间呢，我就收到这个电话，这个联系从这个香港打来的。
And shortly after, I received a phone call from Hong Kong.
香港那个教会说了，这样子吧，那个你是神学生嘛，那么我们跟你合作，我们出一半的机票给你。
And so since you're a seminary student, we're going to pay half of the airfare.
哇，有一半的机票了。
So there's a half the airfare.
那后来呢？我们所在的那在参加那个教会，在达拉斯，他们也说也乐意支持我们另外一半的机票。
The church where in Dallas was willing to support the other half.
因为当时我们一家四口啊。
And at that time there's four people in the family.
这个机票钱就不得了。
And the airfare costs a lot of money.
所以呢，神垂听祷告，这时候怎么样？那只有我顺服的份了，是不是
？So God listened to prayer. So for me, I have to submit.
所以，我想家庭里日常我们做会遇到很多很多类似的情况。
And there's a lot of things like that in the family.
就我们怎么样可以按照神给我们的教导去做
？And we can do whatever God wants to do.
所以我从来没有后悔过那次我们花了这么多钱去国内探亲。
So I never regret we spent so much money when we were able to go back to China.
那是因为那是我父母第一次见到我的小女儿哈。
Because that was the first time my parents were able to see my younger daughter.
因为那也是我的母亲 唯一的一次见到我的小女儿。
And that was the only time my mother was able to see my younger daughter.
2005年回去，我的母亲2008年就去世。
Yeah, when we went back 2005, my mother passed away 2008.
所以我们感谢主说，主在我们当中做王的话。
So we thank the Lord that if God is in control.
所以虽然丈夫做头是带领这个家庭
Even though the husband is the head, lead the family,
如果夫妻之间都有个顺服神的心的话
But if we have the willing to submit ourselves to the Lord,
所以神给我们家庭的祝福就是丰丰富富
And God gives us the blessing in the family is so abundant.
好的那么现在我们再来看看大家还记得不记得给妻子的这个三个建议哈
So let's see if we still remember those three suggestions
第一个建议是什么
What's the first
要沟通
one?
对
The first one is to communicate
Yeah 你可以跟丈夫有不同的意见但是顺服不是说你把它压在心里面而是要跟丈夫去沟通
And submission does not mean just follow whatever he want to do but is communicate your feeling
那第二个方面是什么
And secondly
要欣赏要欣赏他的
to enjoy and appreciate your husband
yeah, 对他要尊重
and to respect him
那第三个是什么
What's the last one?
操练我们的信心
and to really exercise our faith
yeah, 所以愿神祝福他的话语 so, 也愿我们当中的每一个家庭都能蒙神的祝福
So God bless his word so every family will be blessed by him
好让我们一起来低头祷告
Let's pray、
天父上帝我们感谢你的恩典
Dear Heavenly Father, we will thank you for your grace.
因为你将你的话语赐给我们
You give your words to us.
你将你的诫命教导给我们
You give your command to us.
为的是让我们可以啊，可以蒙神你的祝福
So we can receive the blessing from you.
为我们当中的每一个家庭我们都交托主的手中
So we put every family into your hand.
所以让我们做丈夫的学习怎么样去爱我们的妻子
The husband learn how to love their wives.
所以让我们做妻子的说怎么样我们才可以去啊，按照圣经的原则去顺服我们的丈夫
And for the wives that according to the, your words that we can submit ourselves to the husband
愿我们的婚姻得蒙神的祝福
So our marriage will be blessed by you
也愿我们的家庭有神的恩典
And so there's a grace in our family because of your words
谢谢主你赐给我们话语
And thank you for your words
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
We pray in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen